We started this magazine to help parents sort through all the information. When my children were diagnosed with autism, I was scared and overwhelmed. There's a lot of information out there, and it's hard to know what to trust and what to believe in. So when I was approached and asked to help form a magazine, I took the opportunity so I could help parents sort through all that information so you don't necessarily have to do it yourself. So we can bring you the information that you need to make the most informed choice for your child and what's best for you and your family. Not everything works for one kid. But more than that, I want parents to know that you don't have to be scared of autism. You don't have to see autism as a burden, just perhaps a different journey with an alternate route that you're going to need a different roadmap for. In the past month or so, a lot has happened in the autism community. Primarily, the boycott against Autism Speaks and its sponsors. Now, as an American and as a mom that has two autistic children, I, of course, have heard of Autism Speaks. The three major mentions I often hear are about their walks to help raise money. And in April, now they have Lighted Up Blue for awareness. And at every major retailer, I get asked if I would like to help donate money to help families that are afflicted by autism. I don't like that word, afflicted. In the beginning, when I could, I gave. But then there came a time when people I know needed help. And they filled out the paperwork, and they sent in the paperwork, and they were denied. All of them. Now, if some of them were denied, maybe I would understand. There's, as Suzanne Wright says, 3 million people in America with autism. That's a lot of people to serve needs for. But when all of them were denied, I started wondering. I started looking into it. What I found was appalling. On their website, under the About Us page, you can go to their 2012 audited financial statements and you can see for yourself that $18 million was spent on salaries. Over 15 million was spent on science grants, and just over 2 million was spent on families. 2 million is a lot of money, but so is 18 million for salaries. The stark contrast in these areas is very alarming to me. Am I helping autistic families? I believe everyone has a right to have their own opinion. But I also believe that remaining silent on major issues makes your opinion. Your silence becomes your choice and your stance. And I decided to not remain silent anymore. So, you have the choice. You can donate to whoever you want. But I want you to know that who you're donating to, if you're donating to Autism Speaks, you might want to look into what they're spending their money on. So you can choose who you want to support. There's several organizations and foundations out there, and I encourage you to research them all diligently before you donate your money. But besides that, I mean, Autism Speaks' mission statement seems so positive at first glance. They promise to bring hope, raise awareness, find treatments, all things I fully support. But what is meant by biomedical research is it in any way going to harm people? And yes, by people, I also include babies and embryos and any other form of human. And how exactly is a neurology going to be cured? Neurology is not an illness. And hope. Autism Speaks' mission statement includes hope. Yet when Suzanne Wright approached Washington, D.C. and posted her call to action speech, which is what started this whole Autism Speaks controversy, she told Washington, D.C., and in essence, America, that autism families aren't living, that we're living in despair. This is not awareness. This is not what I had in mind when you told us to light it up blue in April. I don't want fear and pity of autism. And by autism, I mean of my children. I don't want people to fear and pity my children. Do we need awareness? Absolutely. But we need positive awareness. We need people to know that people with autism are people. They need to be treated with respect and dignity, and that they're awesome and loving people. I believe that people fear what they don't know, the unknown. Do people know the word autism now? Absolutely. But do they know what's behind autism? I don't think so. And this negativity is not going to help that. I believe that with knowledge of what autism is, will come understanding. And with understanding will come acceptance. And hopefully, with that acceptance, it will put an end to all this bullying that we hear about in the news. So for many people in the autism community, the call to action was the last straw, and the boycott was formed. Now, I wasn't following this at first, which is why I asked one of my writers, Renee Salas, why she was part of the boycott. And you can read all about her article, all about the boycott in her article, after Inner Aspie's article titled Changing Perspectives, This is Autism. Now, because of all of this, I was asked what my stance was. And to be honest, I didn't think about giving one initially. A lot goes on in the autism community, and a lot of it is very controversial. But I researched about it, as I do all things autism. It's my job. And I contemplated, and I researched more. And I came across Martin Luther King Jr.'s quote that reads, "There comes a time when silence is betrayal." And I don't want anyone to think that I betrayed them or the autism community as a whole. The bottom line is, I'm taking a stance. I'm tired of all the gloom and doom surrounding autism. There's a lot of positive things about it. Now, I won't tell you that it's all peachy. And I'm not going to say that there's anything wrong with struggling. We all have bad days, and parenting is not easy. But that's why I started a magazine that focuses on the strengths of people with autism and that helps people find the resources that they need so you don't have to struggle so hard and so you don't feel in despair. Ultimately, I believe we all love our children. We all want what's best for them. And I believe that that comes with telling our children we believe in them and that we see them in a positive light. You know, the turning point for me, a big turning point in my life, was when people kept telling me, "I would have never thought your children had autism. You all seem so happy." Or the line that most parents have heard, "But your child doesn't look autistic." Now, most parents would be very angered by these comments. But you know what? I don't get angry when people say things like that to me, because it shows me that autism is still unknown, that we still need to get our voices out there, that we need to educate people what autism is. So I'm not mad at these people, because they don't know that you can live with autism, because the biggest autism organization in America is telling the public that people with autism are burdens, and because of them, families aren't living. And all this does is create hatred towards autistics. This is not hopeful, and it certainly is not helpful. The other day, I read a blog post from Critters and Crayons, and it was about how parenting is like sledding. The mom was asked by her first grade daughter if parenting was easy. And instead of sugarcoating it, she told her daughter, "No, it's not easy, but it is awesome." And her daughter looked at her quizzically and said, "How can something be totally not easy and be totally awesome at the same time?" And her mother couldn't think of an example. But after a while, the daughter said to her, "Is it kind of like sledding? Like how you have to trudge up the hill through the snow with your sled, but then you get to experience the awesome ride down the hill?" And her mother said, "Yeah, that's exactly what it's like." Isn't that parenting? Any child. You know, before I became a parent, I used to tutor special needs children. And a lot of them were adopted. They came over as infants, and as they got older, their adopted parents realized that their child had special needs. And I was brought in to help them. And I remember one mother telling me she had read all the parenting books. She was ready for everything, but she wasn't ready for this. She didn't know what to do, and she was scared. So I took her by the hand and I said, "Then it's time to get a new set of books, and together we'll figure it out." And this is me taking you by the hand, telling you there is help out there. And on those days that you need help, we will be here to help you, or point you in the direction of someone that can. But to never give up hope. And to never give up your positivity. So as of today, I would like to announce that Autism Parenting Magazine is joining the boycott against Autism Speaks. And we encourage others to investigate the charities that they donate their money to help autism families. Because there are some very notable, wonderful organizations out there that view autistic individuals as awesome, as they should be viewed. And we support them. And together, we believe that we can all make a difference. I'm Leslie Burby, editor-in-chief of Autism Parenting Magazine.
thank you so much for joining us today. If you would like a free copy of our magazine, all you have to do is go to our website at www.autismparentingmagazine and enter your email. Whatever issue is out at the moment, you will get a free copy of. Also, please join us on Facebook at Autism Parenting Magazine and on Twitter at Autism Parent Mag. And you can find me personally on Twitter under hashtag Leslie, LeslieAPMag for App Mag. Thanks. Have a great day.